For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team knocked off Sioux Falls for a homecoming last weekend, improves to 5-1. Joined by Landon Jones, senior wide receiver out of Auburn, Washington. Landon, you played a couple of years at junior college, then you played one season at Central Washington. Now you're here. What's the biggest challenge to three colleges in 4 years?
I guess just the different play styles. You know, every team has their own play style, so I guess, you know, jumping in and being a part of their play style was a little different, a lot more similar to Central than Cerritos, but just, you know, the way people play and, yeah, just how the different teams are.
What made BSU a good fit in your mind?
They threw the ball. So I guess a lot of the other teams I've been a part of, you know, we're a ground and pound, and, you know, that's always going to be part of the game, but, you know, they like to air the ball out, and I could appreciate that about a team.
It's funny. I was looking at your stats, and you had 13 catches all last year at Central Washington. You probably had that in 2 weeks here. What made you click right away with the rest of this offense?
They're just a bunch of good guys that, you know, they stayed a lot after practice and just really helped out. They, you know, a lot of the classroom and, you know, having a spread offense, just the different route concepts. You know, I'm more of a deep threat, and they have a lot of those, you know, in their package. And so I just kind of jumped right in, and it's kind of where I fit.
You're new to the rivalries in this conference. How long did it take for all the vets to tell you who the teams to circle on the calendar were?
They actually, you know, they were more focused on just one game at a time this year. You know, I know they said Duluth was a big one, and, you know, Sioux Falls was going to be another big one just because of homecoming. But, you know, they kind of just – we've been taking it one week at a time. And the rivalries are always fun. I haven't really seen as big of rivalries anywhere else, you know. At Central and in Cerritos, there wasn't really big rivalries like this. And so it's really fun.
What was your first reaction when you heard about the tradition of jumping into Lake Bemidji after a win at homecoming?
I thought, no, I'm not. I thought I'll probably just go splash the water a little bit, but, you know, after the game, I was like, I have to jump in.
So, what was it like?
It felt good. You know, it was actually warmer in the water than it was on the field, so it felt great. Yeah, it was once in a lifetime right there.
Okay, it's very easy for me to do my job of announcing a game when you're on the field because I can spot your hair and I know exactly who that is all the way over on the other side of the sidelines. Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah.
How long has that been kind of your deal?
I've been doing it for about 7.5 years now. It all started in high school. You know, all my friends, they got dreads and braids and cornrows, and, you know, they – I was captain my junior year in high school, and so they were like, hey, man, you should do some cornrows. I started laughing. I was like, you know, let's do it. And so ended up doing it. I feel faster. I started PRing in track. It just felt right. It's just kind of who I was, and so I took it from there, started doing, you know, the longer braids, and, yeah, it's just who I am, I guess.
Upper Iowa this week, another big one coming up in 2 weeks. Can't look past Upper Iowa this week, can you?
No. Who are we playing 2 weeks?
Minnesota State Mankato. Number one team in the country.
Oh, Come on. Next week, yeah, we'll focus on next week first. Upper Iowa, it's going to be fun. Another long trip, but it's just another team that we're going to do our thing.
Best of luck.
Thank you.